Real 104 FM, catching up with Christine Dorsey, who is the coordinator for Neighbourhood Support. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in. Now, we're going to talk a wee bit about crime prevention. Is it because there's crime on the rise, or is it just about being mindful of doing what you can?
Great question, because I thought before I started talking about crime prevention that I would actually give you a bit of a heads up that we are really lucky in this town. We actually don't have that much crime. But I think people can get worried and paranoid because we get all the news from Auckland and places like that where crime is on the rise. We are so fortunate here. So no, crime isn't, we don't have a lot of it, but it's still good to take care and be sensible about things because there are always opportunists out there. And you don't want anything stolen or taken of your property. So, yeah.
No. What kind of crimes are sort of prevalent in this sort of district?
Well, the main things that Neighbourhood Support reports in their crime report each week is burglaries, particularly of cars and houses, because we want to just, we want people to know about that so that if they know, they can be vigilant and just take those extra precautions, which we should be taking all the time. But when you know there's something happened in your street, you're like, oh, yes, I need to be a bit more careful. So mainly things like that. A lot of the other crime that occurs is more to do with people who know each other and have vendettas against each other. So we don't report on things like that because it's of no concern to the wider community.
No.
But, yeah, mainly burglaries are the things that we talk about.
Light-fingered people.
That's the one.
People who think it's okay to take what somebody else has got rather than going out and earning and working for it yourself. Don't get me started on that. I guess, you know, if you think about car crime and that kind of thing, sensible precautions, don't leave valuables on display. I was in Christchurch on the weekend and I had my iPad with me in the car and I thought, right, I'm just going to tuck it in the back of the the behind the seat, you know, the wee pocket there, because it's out of sight. If I'd have left it on the back seat, it's potentially asking for somebody to go along and break the window.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have had a spate of burglaries recently to vehicles behind the backpackers in the car park down the Lower Thames Street.
Oh, right.
And so that's been quite devastating for a number of tourists who have left a lot of their personal items in the car and they've lost everything. And that's such a disruption to their holiday. It puts a real smear on our town, actually, that it happened here. But I think, you know, I think we've got to remember exactly what you said. But if you even have visitors staying at your house, don't encourage them to leave their anything in their vehicle, really. Yes, putting it in the boot and out of sight is great. But just to be sure, it's better to take them inside. We also just had a couple of mountain bikes, really top-level mountain bikes, stolen from an Airbnb recently. And they were parked outside, well, they were inside a property, but they were leaning against the side of a house.
Yeah.
So, you know, even in that case, you're probably better to try and get them inside somewhere.
Yeah.
So, because it really, you know, it's just the inconvenience of all of that. We just don't want people to experience. So there are, yes, keep things out of sight, definitely. The other thing is you can use a steering wheel lock, which can be purchased from the warehouse and it's not too expensive. Anything that acts as a deterrent is really, really good because if someone's looking to try and get into a vehicle and they see a steering wheel lock, then they're going to go to another car.
Yeah.
They don't want that hassle.
Yeah.
And, you know, they will try doors on cars to check that they're locked. So that's just something that people might do. So, yes, always, always lock your vehicle. Absolutely crucial. So that's incredibly important. Keeping your windows completely shut, your sunroof closed. And if you do have a garage, and oh, it makes me laugh so much. You know, there's many people who have a garage.
Yeah.
And it's full of worthless rubbish.
Yeah.
And their second most valuable item is parked out on the road.
Yeah.
So, you know, get your priorities right. Empty out your garage of all the clutter. Put your car inside.
Yeah.
Where you can.
Very good advice.
But, and there's other things like, you know, never put your name or your address or your license plate number on your key ring.
Mm.
So if someone finds the keys, they don't know who it belongs to. So things like that. You can, if you're really worried, like we do have a few petrol drive-offs at our petrol station, and we have a lot more in cities or around the country, and people do steal number plates for the purpose of that, so they can have someone else's number plate on their vehicle so they can't be tracked. So I know in the past Community Patrol has worked on running days where they actually replace the number plates with screws, that tamper-proof screws. So we might do something like that again in the future. But once again, it's not a huge thing in our town, but it's something in the future that if it became a problem, that we could certainly do. And like alloy wheels secured with fit locking anti-tamper wheel nuts is good. And don't store your car ownership information in your car.
No.
Keep that at home.
Yeah.
But you know, all those things. And of course, you know, if you're in a street where you know your neighbours, they know the vehicles, they know whose is who, and they can keep an eye out. But yes, just be a bit more careful. I mean, I'm inclined to be a bit lax at times, and I've got to think, oh, yes, we need to hide that or take that inside. And just no opportunities, really.
No, I mean, particularly with, you know, the people, tourists, potentially passports and that kind of thing, just really ruins the whole experience and the whole holiday because, you know, rather than going out and seeing the sights and enjoying the holiday, they're busy trying to get in touch with their embassy or whatever to get new passports and travel documents and...
That's just awful. It would just ruin your whole holiday, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. What about household crime? I mean, sort of break-ins to houses?
Yes, once again, you know, please lock your houses, close your windows when you go out. It still amazes me how many people I talk to and they're like, oh no, we don't lock our house.
Mm.
And especially in rural areas as well, like people are like on farms, oh yeah, we're in and out, we don't lock our house. And sheds and things like that also need to be locked as well. I know it's a hassle, but it's certainly worth it in the long run. So there's a few things, there's a few L's involved in crime prevention for your house.
Okay.
So definitely lock it.
Yep.
Lighting is really, really good. So as you know, security lighting really makes a big difference. So make sure your security lighting is working, which is really, really good. Lines of sight. There's been a lot of research done around spaces that encourage people to perhaps try their hand at getting into houses. And so if you have your house really, really open, that's an excellent thing because all your neighbours can see someone's going to be seen walking in there. But if you have a big hedge right on the entrance to your house,
yes,
and people
which I
can,
do,
as soon as they can go inside that hedge, they're not seen anymore.
No.
Well, that's a wonderful place to try and break into a house, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah.
So I think we need to be careful about that. You've got a nice wide driveway, so people can still kind of see in, but
And I've got good security lighting. And, and if anybody's thinking about it, the Rottweilers will run faster than you can.
Well, a dog is always very useful as well. And the other thing is if people who are really security conscious and they would like to do some labelling of their expensive property, they can. Now we've got kits at the library, Dremel engraving kits that you can go and get one out, take it home. And the best thing would be to engrave your valuable items with your driver's license number.
That's a good one because that doesn't change really, does it? I mean, maybe a version number, but as far as the license number is concerned, that stays with you.
It does. And so if you do that and then keep a note of it, and keep it in a book at home, what item it was, where you did the engraving on it, so that if any of your property is stolen, then you can tell the police that you'll find this on there. So that is really good.
Because I know in the past, certainly in cities and things, tradespeople, they've had a lot of tools pinched out of vehicles, out of vans. You know, I don't know if it's still a major problem, but there has been times where that's happened. And if they're engraved, I mean, insurance is one thing, but there's specialised tools and family heirlooms or those kinds of things that you can't easily replace.
No.
That you just want. And, you know, you generally want it now or, you know.
You do.
So yeah, doing what you can to be able to have it recovered is a good idea. So that's available from the library.
Yes, it is. There's three kits sitting in there. So yeah, it's a good thing for people to go and get out and you know, do some engraving, which is
very cool.
So no, those are the main things, like with regard to your house. But it's just being really sensible and particularly, like, of course, it's around. I mean, it's great if you've got neighbourhood support in your street, because then you've got the signs up which actually tell any would-be criminals that, hey, our neighbours do look out for each other. You will be watched and you will be seen. So that's something else that we would obviously really promote to everyone.
How many streets in Oamaru have those support sort of structures in place?
Well, there's probably, so neighbourhood support has changed a wee bit in terms of you can have a street joined up and have a street coordinator. Some people have, some streets have done that. I know that recently we've actually, you know, had a few instances just of late of some prowlers in streets around town, and those people have contacted me, and I've gone into one particular street where everybody was just so on board. So it's wonderful. So we just got signs up. They installed a lot of cameras within their street. And so I provided them with signs saying there were cameras operating. And you go down that street now and you're like, whoa, I don't think I would do anything in
maximum
here.
Maximum security.
Yes. So there are probably, it changes all the time, but maybe about 28 streets that have groups.
Wow.
But then we have a lot of other people in streets who have joined up as individuals.
And, very cool.
And that's fine too. So, yeah, just whatever works, really.
And if somebody does want to do that, what's the easiest way of doing it?
Well, they can either pop in and see me at the Business Hive, or they can give me a call on my phone number, which is 027-241-0589, or they can just Google Waitaki Neighbourhood Support and the information will come up.
Awesome. There you go. Some good advice there for keeping yourself safe, keeping your property safe. And we'll catch up again next month.
Sounds great, Dan. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your time, Christine.
Bye.